Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive. This time we're looking at, two things, actually, that on the surface don't seem that connected. We're talking about work-life balance and then this debate about creativity versus logic when it comes to problem solving.
Interesting.
Yeah. So those are the two topics that came up in the listener-submitted sources this week. And by the end of this deep dive, you might just see how these two topics are connected in a surprising way.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah. So we've got a total of four different sources this time around.
Go ahead.
Three of them are all about practical advice on achieving work-life balance. And then one of them kind of delves into the debate about creativity versus logic and which one is better for problem solving.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm excited to jump into that.
Yeah. So let's start with the work-life balance stuff. One thing that I noticed I thought was really interesting was that all three of the sources about work-life balance seem to agree on this one central point, which is that true work-life balance, it's not about a 50-50 split.
Yeah, it's fascinating how they all kind of converge on that idea.
Right. It's not about, being perfectly balanced in every single area of your life.
Exactly. It's
Yeah.
not about rigidly separating work and personal life.
So it's not about, 5 hours of work, 5 hours of personal time every single day.
No.
It's something different. It's like,
Yeah, it's more about making conscious choices about what truly matters in both work and personal life.
okay, so you're not trying to like perfectly split up the hours in the day. It's more like you're trying to figure out what is it that really matters to me,
Exactly.
and then how can I intentionally make time for those things?
Precisely.
Okay, so like if you were to think about like the perfect day for you, right?
Yeah.
What would that look like? Would it be like, 5 hours of focused work
Right.
and then like 3 hours with your family and then an hour of like painting or something?
You know, I think that's a great way to think about it.
Yeah.
And one of the sources offered a tactic that really resonated with me, which was this idea of scheduling your non-negotiables, just like you would a work meeting.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So instead of just like hoping that you'll have time to like
Right.
go to the gym or spend time with your kids or whatever it is,
Right.
you actually block it off on your calendar.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You make it a priority.
So it's like just as important
Just as
as
important.
any of your work meetings.
Exactly.
Interesting. Okay, I like that. I'm gonna have to try that one.
Yeah, it's a game changer for sure.
Cool. All right, so we talked about scheduling those non-negotiables. Another big theme that came up in all of the work-life balance sources was this idea of boundaries.
Absolutely. Boundaries are crucial.
Yeah, and this is something that I think is especially important for people who are working remotely.
Especially for remote workers.
It can be really hard to separate your work life from your personal life when you're working from home.
It's so true. The lines get blurred so easily.
Yeah, and I know I've definitely struggled with that in the past. One of the sources actually describe it as the always-on trap. Like you're constantly checking your emails,
Right. Always got
you're
FOA.
always available.
It's exhausting.
Yeah, and it can definitely lead to burnout.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The research is clear on that.
I remember last year I was working on this like really big project and I was
Right.
just constantly checking my email even when I was supposed to be like relaxing, like during
Yeah.
the evenings or on the weekends,
Yeah.
and it was so draining.
It takes a toll for
It
sure.
was awful.
Yeah.
So yeah, boundaries are definitely important.
Absolutely.
One of the sources suggested using those like do not disturb features on our
Okay,
devices.
those are great.
Yeah, like on your phone or your computer.
Right.
Have you ever used those?
All the time.
Yeah.
It's a lifesaver.
Really?
Yeah, it's a simple but effective way to signal that you're unavailable.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to reclaim some control over your time.
It's like a way of saying like I'm not ignoring you,
Right.
but I'm just not available right now.
I'm taking a break.
Yeah.
And beyond digital boundaries,
Yeah.
creating a designated workspace at home can also be really helpful.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Having a physical space
Yeah.
that's solely dedicated to work can make it easier to switch off at the end of the day.
Yeah, I like the.
You know, close the door
Yeah.
and leave work behind.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it's all about creating that psychological separation,
Yeah.
signaling to your mind that it's time to focus on work
Right.
or time to relax.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good tip.
Yeah. Oh.
And speaking of relaxation,
Yes.
one of the sources highlighted this point about rest
Okay.
that I thought was really interesting.
Yeah.
It emphasized that true rest isn't just about getting enough sleep. It's about this like intentional mental and emotional recharging.
Oh, that's so important.
So what do you think about that idea?
You know, I think that's a key distinction that often gets overlooked.
Yeah.
It's not just about the quantity of sleep, but also about the quality of our downtime.
Right.
It's about engaging in activities that genuinely replenish us.
Okay.
Mentally and emotionally.
Yeah. So it's not just about like collapsing on the couch.
Right.
And like watching TV for 3 hours.
Yeah.
It's about doing something that actually like makes you feel refreshed.
Refreshed and recharged.
Yeah. Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
The sources had some good examples of these kinds of like recharge activities.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Things like walking in nature, reading, meditating, spending time with loved ones, pursuing hobbies.
Yeah, all great examples.
Basically anything that allows you to like disconnect from work and reconnect with yourself.
Exactly.
So what are some of the things that you do to like recharge?
Well, you know, I love to go for walks in nature.
Yeah.
I find that so refreshing.
Yeah.
I also love to read.
Okay.
And I'm a big fan of meditation.
Awesome.
It really helps me to clear my head.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And you know, sometimes just spending time with loved ones is the best way to recharge.
Absolutely.
Just laughing and connecting with people who bring you joy.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right. So we've talked about like, you know, setting boundaries and making time for those non-negotiables.
Right.
And now we're talking about intentional recharging.
Yes.
And I'm starting to see a connection here.
Okay.
Between this idea of intentional recharging
and
our ability to tap into our creative potential.
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
So it's like when we're constantly stressed and overworked.
Yeah.
Our minds become cluttered. And it's harder to think clearly to come up with fresh ideas.
Like a mental fog.
To solve problems in innovative ways.
Yeah, you're not as sharp.
Right. And so by creating space for ourselves, by prioritizing rest and recharge, we're essentially like clearing the mental clutter.
Exactly. Making space for creativity.
Yeah, to make room for those creative sparks.
I love that analogy.
So we've talked about creating space for ourselves.
Yes, sir.
Now let's explore how to use that space effectively.
Okay, I'm ready.
Our next source dives into this fascinating question.
Mm-hmm.
What roles do creativity and logic play in problem solving?
Interesting.
And how can we leverage both?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm excited to dive into that.
Me too. So this source that we have about creativity versus logic, it really challenges the notion that we have to choose between the two.
Yeah, it's not an either situation.
Right. It's not like you have to be either a creative person or a logical person.
Exactly.
It's more like they're both important.
They're both valuable.
And they can actually work together.
They complement each other.
Yeah. In fact, this source presents them not as opposing forces, but as partners in a dance.
I love that analogy.
Each contributing to a more holistic approach to problem solving.
It's a beautiful way to think about it.
Yeah. So it's not about picking one over the other.
Right.
It's about understanding how they complement each other.
Yeah.
Precisely.
Okay. So how do they complement each other?
Well, creativity might be the spark, the initial flash of insight that leads to a new idea.
Okay.
Or a different way of looking at a problem.
So that's where creativity comes in.
Exactly.
Like the initial spark.
The brainstorming phase where you're generating new ideas.
Cool. And then what about logic?
Well, logic helps us to refine that idea to test its feasibility.
So it's like taking that initial spark and then like grounding it in reality.
Exactly. Making sure it's actually doable.
Okay.
And then ensuring that it can be implemented effectively.
Okay. So logic is like the follow through.
The execution phase.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But in real world situations, how do we know when to lean more on creativity or logic?
That's a great question.
Are there any clues in the research that can help us find that balance?
Well, the source offers some interesting insights into this question. Okay, what does it say?
It suggests that uncertain innovative situations often call for a greater emphasis on creativity.
Okay, so when you're dealing with like a brand new problem, a challenge that requires a truly original solution.
A novel problem.
That's when you need to tap into your imaginative powers.
Precisely.
Okay.
You need to think outside the box.
Yeah.
Be willing to experiment and let those unconventional ideas flow.
Interesting. Okay, so when we're venturing into uncharted territory.
Yes.
We need to embrace that willingness to experiment.
Texture.
To think outside the box.
Break the mold.
To let those unconventional ideas flow.
Let your imagination run wild.
Okay, cool. And then what about the other side of things?
Right.
What about those situations where we need to be more logical?
Well, in more structured environments,
Mm-hmm.
where precision and predictability are paramount,
Okay.
logic takes center stage.
So, like in fields like finance or engineering,
Exactly.
where accuracy and adherence to established rules are crucial.
Precisely.
Okay, so it's all about context.
Yes.
Understanding the nature of the challenge.
Right.
And adapting our approach accordingly.
Exactly.
So I'm wondering,
yeah,
could mastering work-life balance,
mm-hmm,
with its emphasis on creating space for rest and recharge,
right,
could that actually enhance our capacity for both creative and de-logical thinking?
I think that's a brilliant insight.
Really?
Yeah, when we reduce stress,
yeah,
and create those mental boundaries,
mm-hmm,
we're not just improving our well-being,
right,
we're also priming our minds for optimal performance.
Interesting.
Both creatively and logically.
So it's like,
yeah,
when we're feeling stressed out and overwhelmed,
mm-hmm, it's harder to access those parts of our brains,
yeah,
that are responsible for creativity and logic.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But when we're feeling calm and centered,
you're right,
those parts of our brains can function more effectively.
Exactly.
Right.
We unlock our full potential. Okay, I like that. And actually, the source provides a really compelling example to illustrate this point.
Oh, really? What is it?
It highlights the incredible story of the NASA scientists.
Oh, wow.
Who had to save the Apollo 13 astronauts.
That's a great example.
Yeah, talk about a high-stakes situation.
Talk about pressure.
Where both creative and de-logical thinking were absolutely essential.
For sure.
I mean, they were facing a life or death crisis.
Yeah.
They were stranded in space,
mm-hmm,
with limited resources and time.
They had to think on their feet.
Yeah, they must have had to be incredibly ingenious and precise.
Absolutely.
Like they needed to come up with innovative solutions.
Right.
Thinking outside the box to adapt to unforeseen challenges.
They had to improvise.
Yeah.
And come up with solutions that nobody had ever thought of before.
Right. But at the same time, they also needed to be incredibly methodical and logical.
Right.
Making sure that every solution was feasible, safe,
yeah,
and aligned with the laws of physics. And the limitations of their spacecraft.
They had to be both creative and precise.
Exactly.
It was a delicate balance.
Wow, what a powerful testament to the synergy of creativity and logic.
It really is.
It wasn't about choosing one over the other.
No.
It was about seamlessly blending them.
Your beautiful dance.
To achieve an extraordinary outcome.
Absolutely.
And I think their success underscores a really crucial point.
What's that?
When we cultivate a balanced life,
yeah,
when we prioritize our well-being,
mm-hmm,
and create space for mental clarity,
right,
we unlock the full potential of our minds.
We become our best selves.
Allowing both creativity and logic to flourish.
It's like we're giving our minds the space they need to breathe.
I love
that. And to thrive.
Yeah, and when our minds are thriving,
yes,
we can achieve amazing things.
Just like those NASA scientists.
Exactly. All right, so as we wrap up this deep dive,
okay,
I have a question for you, our listener.
Okay, I'm listening.
Think about your own work-life balance. If you could add one more tip to those strategies we've discussed,
yeah,
what would it be?
Good question.
What unique boundary or recharge tactic works for you?
That's something for everyone to ponder.
And as you ponder that,
yes,
consider this.
Okay.
What challenge are you facing right now?
Interesting.
Does it call for a more creative or a more logical approach?
Hmm.
Or could you benefit from shifting that balance a bit?
Good point.
To find a more effective solution.
That's worth thinking about.
Such insightful questions.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on this exploration of work-life balance.
My pleasure.
And the dynamic interplay of creativity and logic.
It's been a fascinating discussion.
Remember, finding that balance is an ongoing journey.
It's a process.
A series of conscious choices we make each day.
One step at a time.
You don't have to achieve perfect equilibrium overnight.
Yep.
It's about those small steps.
Right.
Those intentional choices that lead us toward a more fulfilling and productive life.
Absolutely.
Until next time, happy balancing, everyone.
Happy balancing. You know, it's all about creating that psychological separation.
Yeah.
Signaling to your mind that it's time to focus on work, or time to relax and recharge.
And speaking of recharging,
right,
one of the sources highlighted this point about rest that I thought was really interesting.
Yeah.
It said that true rest isn't just about getting enough sleep.
Hmm.
It's about intentional, mental, and emotional recharging.
Oh, that's a good point.
So what do you think about that idea?
You know, I think that's a key distinction that often gets overlooked.
Right.
It's not just about the quantity of sleep,
mm-hmm,
but also about the quality of our downtime.
Okay.
You know, it's about engaging in activities that genuinely replenish us mentally and emotionally.
Yeah, so it's not just about like collapsing on the couch and like watching TV for 3 hours.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
It's about doing something that actually like makes you feel refreshed and recharged.
Okay, so give me some examples. Like, what are some of the things that you do to recharge?
Well, you know, for me personally, I love to go for walks in nature. I find that so refreshing, just being outside and surrounded by greenery.
Yeah.
And I also love to read. Getting lost in a good book is such a great way to escape from the everyday stresses.
Absolutely.
And I've also been getting into meditation lately.
Oh, cool.
It really helps me to clear my head and to focus on the present moment.
Yeah, those are all great ideas.
And sometimes, you know, just spending time with loved ones is the best way to recharge.
Absolutely.
Just laughing and connecting with people who bring you joy. You know, it's like a boost of positive energy.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about setting boundaries, making time for those non-negotiables, and now we're talking about intentional recharging.
Right.
And I'm starting to see a connection here.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
I think there's a link between this idea of intentional recharging and our ability to be more creative.
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
Yeah, like when we're constantly stressed and overworked, our minds become cluttered,
Right.
and it's harder to think clearly.
It's like a mental fog.
Right, and to come up with fresh ideas.
You're not as sharp when you're burnt out.
Right.
Your creativity takes a hit.
And it's harder to solve problems in innovative ways.
Absolutely.
But when we create space for ourselves, when we prioritize rest and recharge, it's like we're clearing the mental clutter.
Exactly. Making space for creativity to emerge.
Yeah, to make room for those creative
I love
sparks.
that analogy.
So we've talked about creating space for ourselves.
Yes.
Now let's explore how to use that space effectively.
Okay, I'm ready.
Our next source dives into this fascinating question.
All right, lay it on me.
What roles do creativity and logic play in problem solving?
That's a juicy one.
Right? And how can we leverage both?
Ooh, that's a good one. I'm excited to dive into that.
Me too.
Yeah.
So this source that we have about creativity versus logic,
Yeah, okay.
it really challenges the notion that we have to choose between the two.
It's so true. It's not an either situation.
Right. It's not like you have to be either a creative person or a logical person.
Exactly. We need both.
It's more like they're both important and they can actually work together.
They complement each other beautifully.
Yeah. In fact, this source presents them not as opposing forces, but as partners in a dance.
I love that analogy. That's a great way to put it.
Each contributing to a more holistic approach to problem solving.
It's a beautiful way to think about it.
So it's not about picking one over the other, it's about understanding how they complement each other.
Precisely.
Oh, so how do they complement each other?
Well, creativity might be the spark. You know, that initial flash of insight that leads to a new idea or a different way of looking at a problem.
So that's where creativity comes in. It's like the initial spark.
Exactly. The brainstorming phase where you're generating new ideas without judgment.
Okay, and then logic comes in to kind of refine those ideas.
Exactly. Logic helps us to test the feasibility of those ideas.
So it's like taking that initial spark and then like grounding it in reality.
Right. Making sure it's actually doable.
Okay, and then ensuring that it can be implemented effectively.
Exactly. So logic is like the follow-through the execution phase.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But in real-world situations, how do we know when to lean more on creativity or logic?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Right. Are there any clues in the research that can help us find that balance?
Well, the source does offer some interesting insights into this
Oh,
question.
really? What does it say?
It suggests that uncertain, innovative situations often call for a greater emphasis on creativity.
Okay, so like when you're dealing with a brand new problem,
Right.
a challenge that requires a truly original solution,
A novel problem.
that's when you need to tap into your imaginative powers.
Precisely. You need to think outside the box, be willing to experiment, and let those unconventional ideas flow.
Interesting. So basically, when we're venturing into uncharted territory, we need to embrace that willingness to experiment,
Absolutely.
to think outside the box,
Break the mold.
to let those unconventional ideas flow.
Let your imagination run wild.
Okay, and on the flip side, what about those situations where logic is more important?
Well, in more structured environments where precision and predictability are paramount, logic takes center stage.
So, like in fields like finance or engineering,
Exactly.
where accuracy and adherence to established rules are crucial.
Precisely. In those fields, you don't want to be too experimental.
Right, you need to be more methodical and logical.
You got it.
So, it sounds like it's all about context.
Yes, context is key.
understanding the nature of the challenge and adapting our approach accordingly.
That's the name of the game.
I'm wondering, could mastering work-life balance, with its emphasis on creating space for rest and recharge, could that actually enhance our capacity for both creative and logical thinking?
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting connection.
Yeah.
When we reduce stress and create those mental boundaries,
yeah,
we're not just improving our well-being,
yeah,
you know,
right,
we're also priming our minds for optimal performance, both creatively and logically.
Okay.
And actually, the source gives a really cool example to illustrate this point.
Okay, I'm all ears.
It talks about the NASA scientists who had to save the Apollo 13 astronauts.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about a high-stakes situation where both creative and logical thinking were absolutely essential.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean, they were facing a life-or-death crisis.
Exactly.
Stranded in space with limited resources.
Yeah, they had to think on their feet and come up with solutions that nobody had ever thought of before.
Right. But at the same time, they also had to be incredibly methodical.
Yes.
And logical, making sure that every solution was feasible, safe, and aligned with the laws of physics.
Right, and the limitations of their spacecraft.
What a powerful testament to the synergy of creativity and logic.
It really is. It shows that it's not about choosing one over the other, but about finding that sweet spot where they work together.
And their success underscores a crucial point. When we cultivate a balanced life, when we prioritize our well-being and create space for mental clarity, we unlock the full potential of our minds.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We give our minds the space they need to breathe and to thrive.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with a question. Think about your own work-life balance. If you could add one more tip to the strategies we've discussed, what would it be? What unique boundary or recharge tactic works for you?
And consider this. What challenge are you facing right now? Does it call for a more creative approach or a more logical approach? Or could you benefit from shifting that balance a bit to find a more effective solution?
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into work-life balance and the power of creativity.
It's been a pleasure. Remember, finding that balance is an ongoing journey, a series of conscious choices we make every single day.
You don't have to do it all. Just focus on what truly matters. And don't forget to celebrate those small wins.
Until next time.
Happy balancing, everyone.